began reading The Purpose-Driven Life. I guess the words in that book that I liked the most were the first words of the first chapter. It's not about you. You see, the very nature of our sin is we think everything's about us. As a matter of fact, if you want to think of the meaning of sin, it's being self-centered. We're born into this world self-centered. The tiniest little baby believes the whole world ought to revolve around them. They have to learn to make room for others. Isn't that right, new mother? Yeah. I mean, you come to their beckon and call, and as they grow, they can learn that the whole world doesn't center around them. But deep, deep down, in every one of us, we really think it's all about us. And we live in a world that's dominated by psychology that says, it's all about us. It's all about me. And so when we come to church, why do I come to church? It's all about me and what I want. And that's why I love those words so much. It's not about you. It's about God. The first four words of Scripture are, in the beginning, God. That's what it's all about. In the beginning, God. And God created the world, as we have talked about before. He spoke us forth before anything in this world was ever created. That's why we're special. And as some famous person is prone to say, after those first four words, there's the rest of the story. And it's all about God. Now, because God is good and God is gracious, it touches our lives. But God created us, and therefore, if we're going to have meaning, we're going to only find meaning in God. And as Rick Warren tells us, we can be driven by a lot of things in life, but if we're not driven by God's purposes, we'll never truly be happy. We get in the rut in creation where God created us into thinking that we're so special, we misinterpret right from the beginning the meaning. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion over everything. And we mess that up. God says, let them have dominion. Let them share power with me. Let them take care of this world I've entrusted to them. And we turn dominion into domination because we think it's all about us. So we're not caretakers of the world. We've got to possess it. It's got to be ours. We got to have our name on those pieces of paper to say it's ours. But I got news for you. It ain't going to be yours long. Somebody else get that piece of paper after you. And in the end, it's God's. And so, therefore, God has a purpose for our lives. And once sin came into the world, God's purpose got changed a little bit because he wanted to bring us back to what he intended us to be in the beginning, to just live in loving relationship with him. That's what we're here for. But once sin entered the world, because he created us in his image, we had the right to choose whether to be with God or not be with God, listen to God or not listen to God. We got in trouble. So the whole rest of scriptures is God's promised way of bringing things back to what he intended it to be in the beginning. So he made a promise to a special man. Now the Lord God said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house and to the land that I will show you, and I will make for you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. We are blessed so we can be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you I will curse, and by you all families of the earth shall bless themselves. When they get the message, it's not all about us, it's about God's purposes. In Proverbs, we hear this word from 19:21. Many are the plans in the minds of man, But it is the purpose of the Lord that will be established. It'll be permanent. That'll last. Have you ever thought about it? Every plan you make is temporary. And then we hear from Isaiah, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven," and we've seen that recently, "and return not thither, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and prosper in the thing for which I sent it." Every one of us sitting in here this morning, every one of us, from the youngest child to the oldest person in here, is a word of God spoken forth into life. And we will accomplish the purpose that God has spoken forth if we make the choice to listen to that God. And I guess one of my favorite words from Scripture about the promises and the purposes of God is found in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. You know, that was a letter. It was really probably the third letter that was to the church. That church had a lot of problems. And Paul had to write them letters all the time, try to straighten them out. So in this third letter, in the first chapter, he reminds them of a central point of their faith. "For all of the promises of God find their yes in Christ Jesus." It's not about us. It's about God. And if we get in line with God, God has promised us so much. He sent His Son to assure us of those promises. And all of those promises, promises you'll read about as you go through this purpose-driven life, all of the promises of God find their yes in Christ Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm learning as I get older and older, and I shared with the young people about learning to talk to God and listen to God. And I was kind of amazed at how they got into that conversation. But I told them, because I didn't have anybody around to really tell it to me when I was a teenager, that's a good time to hear it. For them to be in this church right now, going through this study, is a good time in their lives. And I told them that God will speak to you. But if you don't read His Word, you're not going to recognize His voice, because this is the main way He speaks to us. If you don't read that Word every day, then you're cutting out God speaking to you. I hope we will develop a spiritual discipline as we go through this book together, so that we hear God speak to us and know that every promise He's ever made finds its yes in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank You for Your great love. We thank You that You have a purpose, and our purpose is to live to the praise of Your glory. Our time here is a time to have dominion over the earth. That's a trust. You entrust this world to us, and look at what a mess we've made. That's because life's also a test. It tests us. It's not always easy. We don't always listen to Your word. But help us to always remember that this life is also temporary. We're not really going to be here long in the measure of things. It's our time to get it right, so we enjoy an eternity with You and know that You're going to bring everything back to what You intended it to be. And our job is to cooperate with that plan. Guide us, speak to us, encourage and comfort us. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.